2.5 years ago on a Sunday morning, I woke up and I had a vision that I wanted to put in a life-size Scrabble game. And by life-size, I mean the tiles are like a foot a piece.
That's Gwenifar Roller. She had a dream and it has been realized. The life-sized Scrabble board is on the floor of the brand new literary loft above Old Books on Front Street. This Wednesday is the grand opening party. Here's Gwenifar with more.
About 3 years ago, the whole thing came together in my head. We always sort of thought that was going to be some sort of residential space. And then I was like, no, I want it to be a lodging. And then I really want it to be a very carefully curated space that celebrates the writers of North Carolina, and not just the big names like Carl Sandburg and Thomas Wolfe and Maya Angelou. I spent a lot of time really trying to figure out how we were going to do this. And they're pretty close to 1,600 books in the space, and the amazing Jill Webb, who, if you need a mural, she is the lady, let me tell you, came up with a mural for the kitchen that is the state of North Carolina, and we're slowly putting names in the geographic location of writers where they belong in the state. We have about 185 names that are going up in the first round. It's going much more slowly than I expected. Part of it is that nothing in the building is level or square. So if you think you're standing in a level space and trying to put something evenly on a map, you are not even. We also have a working typewriter from the 1960s up there. It's a Remington. So there's some lovely little pieces. But really what I was trying to do is to find a way to really bring to light some writers that are currently writing and not getting credit, some writers who were very successful in their lifetimes and have passed, and some people a lot that might not be usually associated with North Carolina. Amistad Maupin is a great example. He grew up in North Carolina. He went to college here. He worked for Jesse Helms in Charlotte before he went to San Francisco. And there he wrote the Tales of the City series, which is so associated with San Francisco, you cannot separate the two of them in your mind. But he's a North Carolina boy. George Moses Horton, who was an incredibly talented poet. He was a slave, and his master would send him to UNC Chapel Hill to sell produce on the weekends, and he would compose poems for the undergraduates and sell them. And before the Civil War, he was actually earning enough money from writing poetry to pay his owner for the time that he was not on the plantation working. And if you think how hard it is to make money as a poet now, think about this is at a time when, I mean, he wasn't even recognized as a full human being. He's one example. Inglis Fletcher, who is one of my favorite writers, she wrote the Carolina Chronicle series. She is actually buried in the National Cemetery at 20th and Market. And then there are some surprises. A lot of people don't realize Tom Robbins was born and grew up in Blowing Rock, North Carolina.
And there's cake.
There's cake. Did we mention cake?
That was Gwenifar Roller. See a selection of many North Carolina writers and eat cake at the Top Shelf Literary Loft grand opening on Wednesday evening from 6 to 8 o'clock. See photos and find details at whqr.org.